start up, but maybe they won't. I'm not a computer expert, and neither are you. Not really. And without an open phone line, we can't talk to anybody who is. If the command is RAM resident, it won't show up in the code. You can do a RAM dump and search that, but you don't know what you're searching for. I think all you can do is reset. Gennaro stormed in. We still don't have any telephones. Working on it. You've been working on it since midnight, and Malcolm is worse. He needs medical attention. It means I'll have to shut down, Arnold said. I can't be sure everything will come back on. Gennaro said, look, there's a sick man over in that lodge. He needs a doctor, or he'll die. You can't call for a doctor unless you have a phone. Four people have probably died already. Now shut down and get the phones working. Arnold hesitated. Well, Gennaro said, well, it's just... the safety systems don't allow the computer to be shut down, and then turn the goddamn safety systems off! Can't you get it through your head that he's gonna die unless he gets help? Okay, Arnold said. He got up and went to the main panel. He opened the doors and uncovered the metal swing latches over the safety switches. He popped them off, one after another. You asked for it, Arnold said, and you got it. He threw the master switch. The control room was dark. All the monitors were black. The three men stood there in the dark. How long do we have to wait? Gennaro said. 30 seconds, Arnold said. P.U., Lex said as they crossed the field. What? Grant said. That smell, Lex said. It stinks like rotten garbage. Grant hesitated. He stared across the field toward the distant trees, looking for movement. He saw nothing. There was hardly a breeze to stir the branches. It was peaceful and silent in the early morning. I think it's your imagination, he said. Is not. Then he heard the honking sound. It came from the herd of duck-billed hadrosaurs behind them, first one animal, then another, and another, until the whole herd had taken up the honking cry. The duckbills were agitated, twisting and turning, hurrying out of the water, circling the young ones to protect them. They smell it too, Grant thought. With a roar, the tyrannosaur burst from the trees 50 yards away near the lagoon. It rushed out across the open field with huge strides. It ignored them, heading toward the herd of hadrosaurs. I told you, Lex screamed. Nobody listens to me. In the distance, the duckbills were honking and starting to run. Grant could feel the earth shake beneath his feet. Come on, kids! He grabbed Lex, lifting her bodily off the ground, and ran with Tim through the grass. He had glimpses of the tyrannosaur down by the lagoon, lunging at the hadrosaurs, which swung their big tails in defense and honked loudly and continuously. He heard the crashing of foliage and trees, and when he looked over again, the duckbills were charging. In the darkened control room, Arnold checked his watch. 30 seconds. The memory should be cleared by now. He pushed the main power switch back on. Nothing happened. Arnold's stomach heaved. He pushed the switch off, then on again. Still nothing happened. He felt sweat on his brow. What's wrong? Gennaro said. Oh, hell, Arnold said. Then he remembered you had to turn the safety switches back on before you restarted the power. He flipped on the three safeties and covered them again with the latch covers. Then he held his breath and turned the main power switch. The room lights came on. The computer beeped. The screens hummed. Thank God, Arnold said. He hurried to the main monitor. Below the heading Jurassic Park System Startup, there were rows of